Friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. The word of God today that I'd like to focus on with you is from the epistle reading from 1 John chapter 5, especially the first part of that reading. John writes, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" This is God's Word. Please be seated. Tracy Larson has a blog titled, No Makeup Required, in which she writes these words. "Every mother eventually asks the question, silently in her head or loudly with tears streaming down her face, will I survive motherhood?" Maybe a lot of moms can relate. It's true, isn't it? Sometimes mere survival seems to be just about the best a mom can do. She loves her children, of course, and yet, moms, if you wake up in the morning dreading a day ahead full of needy children clamoring for your attention, you might be just surviving. If you live for those evening hours after the children have gone to bed and are asleep and Calgon can take you away, you might be just surviving. If you fantasize about days without responsibilities of your children, you might be just surviving. If you cringe when the children call out to you, "Mom," you might be just surviving. If you cry yourself to sleep at night, you might be just surviving. Motherhood is hard. Dirty faces, dirty diapers, tantrums, sippy cups, and a million things that have to be done, from task to task to task, just barely getting by, and you drop into your bed at night utterly and completely exhausted, only to have to start all over again in the morning with a wet bed. God bless the moms who do more than just survive motherhood, but who overcome in its challenges by finding a meaning for motherhood that transcends the day-to-dayness of her life. For this mom, the cooking and the laundering and the shopping and the driving everywhere have become more than just tiresome chores. Naughtiness has stopped being a personal offense, and the needs of her children have stopped being unwanted intrusions on her life. And you know why? Because she has caught a larger vision of motherhood. She sees motherhood the way God sees it. Psalm 127 verse 3, "Behold, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward." She sees her children as the gift of God, priceless, and she treasures them. And she realizes that she is but a humble steward of these little lives and of God's plan to fit them for heaven through saving faith in Christ, which is her biggest duty. And with that larger vision in her mind that she is serving these gifts of God, every day that she serves her children is a day that brings her joy, and a day that she does more than just survive, but overcomes in the midst of her mothering challenges. And so with that thought, let's build then to ask ourselves a question, whether we are moms or dads or whatever our vocation is in life. Ask yourself this: am I merely surviving in this world? Am I merely surviving? Because that's what it seems to be like for a lot of people. You ask them, how you doing? And they say, oh, just getting along. You know, trying to keep my head above water. That sounds like surviving. If you curse the alarm clock in the morning, you may be just surviving. If you have to drag yourself out of bed because you know you've got to meet the day's obligations, not that you really want to, but you know you have to, you might just be surviving. If you dread going to work, but you know you got to do it because the bills have got to be paid, you might be just surviving. If your relationships bring you little joy, you might be just surviving. And if the only thing that keeps you going throughout the week is that the weekend is coming, you might be just surviving. But dear friends in Christ, we can do so much better than that. St. John did not talk in this epistle reading about merely surviving. Let me read it to you as if he did it that way, as if John's advice to us was to survive. The verse would say, everyone born of God survives the world. Now, doesn't that sound anemic? And yet that's the kind of anemic life that a lot of Christians live. And compare that then to the way the Holy Spirit actually inspired these words to be written and to be read. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Don't just survive. Overcome. But how? Well, in one sense, that's really the wrong question. That's like asking an unborn child, how are you going to get born? As if the child is the one who does the labor. No, that's mom's job. Birth just happens to the child, quite apart from any effort on its own. And so in light of that, listen to how John says it in verses 4 and 5. He says, everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You notice John used the language of birth. Because the first phase of overcoming is not an action step that you take, like the evangelicals like to preach. The first step of overcoming happens to you when the Holy Spirit calls you to faith, to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the world's Savior. At which point you are born again from above. And that elevates you to a place where you can now transcend the day-to-dayness of life that depresses so many people. God gave you His Son. And that gives an entirely new take on this life. He came by water and blood, John says, pointing you to the water of your baptism in which you died with Jesus Christ to that old useless way of life, and you were washed in His blood to become something better, something new and fresh, something reborn, the children of God. And those who are thus born of God are overcomers by definition. For by faith and the water, we are joined to the ultimate overcomer, the one who overcame every last test and temptation, the one who overcame hatred and hostility, the one who overcame sorrow and suffering, the one who overcame our sins by atoning for them, our death by dying it, and our grave by rising from the grave. Paul says we are more than conquerors through Him, not by your own doing, but through Him, through Christ who loved us. And an entirely new meaning has been attached to our lives. We are designed and we are redeemed for something much bigger and better than merely surviving the daily grind. We have an end goal. We have a place in heaven. We have a good shepherd who walks with us day by day. And every day is therefore bright with hope and joy and with a peace that's beyond understanding. And that brings us to the next exciting phase of overcoming in this old world. overcoming the day-to-dayness that gets so many other people down. And that phase is your doing. That is that you now live your faith in love. Listen again to John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, who has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. When you get outside of yourself and you love someone else, that's the ultimate Prozac. That is the supernal stimulant of the human spirit. I see it in people I know. The ones who give themselves, who pour themselves out in love for others, are the happiest people. They're not just surviving. They're overcoming. And just so we are clear on what it means to love someone else, listen again to these words. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Love isn't just talking or feeling. Love is action, as it's been delineated for us in the commandments of our God. So love is not just not stealing, but love is actually getting outside of yourself and helping your neighbor to improve and protect his possessions and his income. That's why we're getting a team together to go to Minot, North Dakota, to step outside of ourselves and to love someone else. Love is not just not gossiping, but love is getting outside of yourself and taking up another person's side, defending them, stepping up for them, standing up for them. Love is not just not angering someone who's in authority over you, but love is cherishing them by expressing your love and your gratitude. Maybe today a Mother's Day card or a meal out or through the rest of the year honoring your parents and other authorities by obeying them and serving them. Love is not just not hurting your neighbor, but love gets outside of itself and it helps your neighbor in his physical need by comforting him, visiting him, feeding him, such as we are trying to do with our new Bread from Heaven food pantry. And so you overcome this world, first of all, through your faith in Christ, but then even further you overcome the world as you live your faith in Christ by loving actions toward others. And life, if you will do that, step outside of yourself and love someone else, life will be stimulating. And every day will be filled with a purpose and joy, with a reason to get up, and with deep sighs of satisfaction when you lie back down. And we will do more than just survive. As the old civil rights song said, we shall overcome. Oh, and moms, the same holds true for you. You are more than conquerors through Christ who loved you. That's what you are by virtue of the water of your baptism and the blood of Christ that cleanses you and the Spirit that dwells in you. Those three. That's what you are. And that's what your children are by virtue of their faith and baptism, the Spirit, and the blood of Christ. And all of that elevates the vocation of motherhood to be something very holy and very sacred. So moms, hold on to those little hands that reach out for you. With patience, guide those little hearts and those minds and speak God's truth into their lives and tell them His story and how they are a part of that story. And let your motherhood be transformed and renewed and reborn. You can move beyond merely surviving with your family to actually overcoming the challenges of motherhood and filling it with purpose and meaning and blessedness. Beg the Lord to help you see your mothering vocation through His eyes, how to care for your children with His hands, and how to love them with His love. And when you do that, you will put an end to merely surviving, and you will really start living as overcomers through Christ who loved you. In the blessed name of our risen Lord and Savior, let us do more than survive. Let us overcome. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.